website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Mudslides that have shut down Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon didn't just leave a bunch of debris on the highway. There was so much debris that it has physically altered the flow of the Colorado River. The river is now flowing directly against the eastbound retaining wall and over a former bike path. While CDOT works on a temporary solution long term, motorists are going to have to be patient. Preliminary hearings are set to begin soon for Barry Morphew, who's accused of murdering his wife Suzanne, who's been missing since Mother's Day of 2020. Almost a year to the day following her disappearance and with no body ever found, Barry Morphew was arrested and charged with first-degree murder after deliberation, tampering with physical evidence, and an attempt to influence a public servant. His preliminary hearings will take place over 4 days on August 9th, 10th, 23rd, and 24th. A new report lays out a worst-case scenario that could occur if a lot more people don't get vaccinated against COVID-19.
The document says hospitalizations for coronavirus this fall could approach peak rates seen in December of last year if new inoculations remain low and people don't return to wearing masks.
People are getting sick who really don't need to get sick.
Dr. Jeffrey Sammet, Dean of the Colorado School of Public Health.
And this week we've seen an acceleration of the number of cases and the number of people in hospitals.
His latest report shows what could happen if 80% of eligible Coloradoans got at least their first shot of any of the COVID vaccines by Labor Day, and potential consequences if the state doesn't meet that goal.
Literally thousands of avoidable hospitalizations, and of course that means avoidable deaths.
Dr. Sammet says he's encouraged a little, though, by more major employers starting to require the shots and some bringing mask wearing back. I'm Jim Williams.
Yesterday, Moderna announced that booster shots may be available. Some other countries like Germany and France are already making plans to administer booster shots. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
The first bet on Caesars Sportsbooks app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesars made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Colorado only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700.
You protect yourself, your family, and the environment when you safely dispose of your unused or expired medications. The Colorado Household Medication Take-Back Program is available to residents and visitors for the safe disposal of medications. For the list of pharmacies or police departments providing a drop box for safe disposal of your medications, visit TakeMedSeriously.org. This message is sponsored by the Colorado Department Public Health and Environment's Medication Take-Back Program. TakeMedSeriously.org.
Abortion is murder, right? You shall not murder. It's the sixth commandment. But the pro-life industry says it's not murder if the baby's due in 6 months or more. What? If the abortionist follows sanitary procedure. Excuse me? Then you can kill the baby? Legally? Join Colorado Right to Life and act to stop abortion today and to end it for all time. Search Colorado Right to Life right now to find out how. That's Colorado Right to Life. Right now.
Eat a cow, cause it's good for you. Eat a cow, it's a thing that goes.
Back the truck up. Where are you going to get 10% off 20 pounds or more of Chuck short ribs? Meat America. Locally raised, dry-aged beef. Call 970-759-9217 or go to meatamericainc@gmail.com. That's M-E-E-T, americainc@gmail.com. Back the truck up.
Look at all the cows in the slaughterhouse yard. Gotta hit them in the head, gotta hit them real hard. First you gotta clean it, then the butcher cuts it up. Throws it on a scale, throws an eyeball in a cup.
and get 10% off of 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs. Once again, 10% off 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs right now at 970-759-9217 and meetamericainc@gmail.com.
Houston, this is Space Lab up here. We hear you got a problem down there.
Copy. We got bugs and viruses all over the place.
Yeah, Houston, we got a virus eradicator up here. It'll kill them there nasty bugs and viruses right away. Just call 720-434-9001 and ask for Jake, the virus buster. He'll purify the air in your homes and businesses. Call Jake at 720-434-9001. Again, 720-434-9001.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the New World Order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. But someday
I'll prove
there's a big conspiracy.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Friday edition. Yay, it's Friday of the Open Forum right here on KHNC, 1360 AM, the Roar of the Rockies. What other station are you going to listen to? Answer, none. I am Glenn Tate. I am your host today. I am also the co-host of the Prepping 2.0 show, which is heard Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on KHNC 1360 a.m. I'm the co-host with my lovely wife, Shelby Gallagher. We're both prepper fiction authors who have branched into the broadcasting world. And guess what? Here's the deal. Everyone's like, so you guys write books. You guys make money on books. You don't make money doing radio shows. Why do you do radio shows? Simple answer, guys. It's way easier to talk on the radio than it is to sit down and write stuff. We want to get our thoughts out to people. That's what we're here about. And so it's super simple to just talk on the radio instead of having to write a book and getting it edited and getting it published and yada, yada, yada. It's more important to get the message out. Well, what's today's message? I like to give folks a overview of the topic so you can quite candidly decide if you want to spend an hour listening to this, because your time is valuable and I respect your time. I think you're gonna enjoy this, and it's good. That is this. It's not a religious show, but I feel like I can prove sort of secular factually, the following proposition. God is removing his blessings from the United States. Effects vary by region. And we're going to get into some of the things going on in this country, how they're worse in blue areas than they are in red areas. And so I want to make it really clear, first of all, this is not a fire and brimstone religious thing. You know, America's under God's judgment, that kind of thing. That's not where we're headed today. That may be true, and that may play out, and I'm not saying it can't happen. What I'm saying is, based on observations of just things that happened this week, right? I try to keep things current, try to keep things fresh. Things that happened this week, I have become convinced, and I'll describe why, and I think you'll also become convinced, that God is removing his blessings from the United States. He had various things in place that prevented bad things from happening to us. And I think he's lifting those, and he's saying, you know what? You guys, especially in the blue areas, you guys are on your own. You guys think it's so easy. You guys think you're in charge. You guys think there's no God. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a little flavor of what it's like when God is not blessing. Now, blessing this country is a big concept. I am convinced, and I agree, that in the past, God has been very, very gracious and has blessed the United States. Think of all the things, you guys. The amazing republic we used to have, the natural resources, the boundaries, the oceans that we have that prevented us from being invaded. Think of all the just undeniable, magnificent blessings God gave to the United States in the past. I don't think anyone can deny that. I mean, people from all over the world come here for a reason. Even now, they still come here. It's because of all the blessings. And was that just a coincidence? Did God just kind of put a blindfold on, spin a globe, throw a dart, and the dart landed on the United States, and he said, oh, I'm going to bless these guys? No, no, God doesn't do that. He's not random like that. He knew that people here were, by and large, faithful, and we're going to live right and do the right thing. Obviously, there are exceptions to that. There's always going to be bad guys. There's always going to be, you know, bad guys, for lack of a better term. So this isn't some whitewash of everything. Like, everyone in the United States used to be awesome, and God loved everybody in the United States, and everybody in the United States was great. And no, not that's one of those leftist debate tactics where they try to make you sound like you're being categorical, and then they go, well, what about this? Well, what about Jack the Ripper? Okay, he was in that example, but they try to do that. Not going to fall for that, guys, but you get the basic point. America was good and faithful and operated, for the most part, honestly and decently. Obviously, the slavery stuff and the Jim Crow stuff were counterexamples. That was not cool, but that's why I say, in general, America was, I think the best way to put it, was on the same page as God. Americans valued hard work and honesty and decency, and they wouldn't steal, and they made faith part of their public life. No one was ashamed of their faith, that sort of thing. So in the past, we had blessings galore to faithful people, didn't we? We have now. Well, the country as a whole, and again, this is an enormous generalization, so please just follow along and don't, you know, well, my cousin this, and then, I don't know your cousin, okay? I'm just generalizations. This country as a whole has turned away from God. God is no longer as important to many people. Now, there are plenty of people, and if you're listening to KHNC, you're probably one of them, plenty of people who have not turned away from God and who are as frustrated and exacerbated as all get out that the country's going the direction it is. I'm saying generally. I'm talking like 330 million people lumped together. This country, I think, undeniably has turned away from God. God is no longer part of the daily American life for many people. Now, here's a key principle throughout this entire show, and this is my point of this entire show. I like to get it out early, right? I'm not going to hold it. The key principle is there are regional differences to what I'm saying. More generalization in general, and I'm going to prove this with some examples, one of which is absolutely jaw-dropping. This is going to be water cooler talk. I guarantee you're going to be telling your friends about this because it's amazing. Regional differences. Blue areas are having it rougher than red areas. Why do you think that is? Well, I think I have an answer. I think I have an explanation. God is removing his blessings from the United States. Effects vary by region. Stick around and hear what I'm talking about.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences, but at the same time has become the largest tracking device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts or emails. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling Assistance Framework created DEF Protection that keeps your personal and digital cell phone information protected. To learn more, Visit us at deathprotection.com. That's deathprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and emails are protected at all times during transmission.
Hey folks, the Rev here. I want to introduce you to my friend Zach Frisbee, decorated combat veteran and Purple Heart recipient. His real estate service has incredible programs and can even offer a $1,500 closing cost to veterans. Zach also donates $500 to the VFW for every home he helps you buy or sell. Zach's website is foothills.life. Again, that's foothills.life. Make Zach at foothills.life your choice for all your real estate needs. Real estate done right.
We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. And we, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house. I keep them in my truck. I guess it's in my blood. I was gonna carry.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Friday edition, Open Forum, KHNC. I'm Glenn Tate, your host of this show. Our topic today for this hour, God is removing his blessings from the United States. Effects vary by region. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and there might be some new listeners who just joined us, it's not a religious, theological show. This is current events that I think I can tie together to my theme, God removing his blessings. Just basically, God is saying, you know what? I'm going to let this play out. I'm going to let human beings that think they're so smart and they can do this on their own and they don't need any morality, I'm going to let this play out, and I'm going to give an example to them of what it's like when they don't come to me. So basically, God is saying, y'all want to do this on your own? Be my guest. That's my point with this, and that's not a deep theological thought. That's a very, in my mind, very practical thought. So, I was mentioning results vary as far as the removal of blessings by God by region. I want to start off and retell the story, the story I told last week about my neighbor Bill. Neighbor Bill, I don't like neighbor Bill very much for a variety of reasons that don't matter. This isn't the Glenn Tate's neighbor, you know, rip fest, you know, 1 hour of hearing about my neighbor. But he's kind of a go along, get along, dopey, not very thoughtful guy. And he said he saw the Montana license plates on my truck, and he said, so, you moving to Montana? I said, yeah, we're moving to Montana. He said, why are you moving to Montana? And I said, because Washington State, which I currently live in, I said, it's got problems. It's falling apart. There's some bad stuff, especially crime and stuff. I was keeping it light in general. And then he said, in his dopey voice that I'm going to exaggerate for effect, said, well, all states have problems. Obviously, the was added by me. I'm imitating my dog. That's how I think my dog would talk, because my dog is pretty dopey. You know, like, let's go outside. Anyway, Dopey Bill, the neighbor, basically was telling me that I think that I'm kind of dumb to move because all the states are basically the same. Well, here we go. Here's my big water cooler story I mentioned for you. This happened yesterday in Washington State, and I want you to ask yourself a couple things. Number one, is this happening everywhere? The answer is no, by the way. Number two, isn't this a perfect example of God removing his blessings and letting human beings and their badness and their sinful nature play out and then see what the results are? Here we go. King County is the county that has Seattle in it. So it's the big, huge, you know, kind of like Denver, right? And so the King County Sheriff sent out a memo to her employees that work at the courthouse. The courthouse is in downtown Seattle. I've been there many times. I'm a litigator. I've argued cases in that court. In the middle of downtown, the memo said, hey, dear sheriff's employees, it's too dangerous. The city is too full of crime. There's too many murders, rapes. There's rapes inside the courthouse now. That's something. And it's so dangerous on the streets. I, the sheriff, am saying work from home. Don't come to the courthouse. Think about this. What's a courthouse, you guys? It's full of sheriff's deputies with guns. It is one of the most concentrated places in the entire city when it comes to where law enforcement is. They're at the courthouse, and it's not safe. A place with a ton of cops is not safe in Seattle. I can attest that I haven't been to the courthouse recently. That is a super, super dangerous area. There's this huge homeless camp. Well, Seattle is a huge homeless camp, but there's a particularly large homeless camp about 2 blocks from the courthouse. The sheriff is saying sheriff employees don't come to the courthouse because it's too dangerous. Think about this. This is stunning, you guys. This is absolutely stunning. What an admission, by the way. Seattle, of course, big fans of defunding the police and handing everything out to homeless people and not holding homeless people accountable and not actually enforcing the laws. Oh, and guess what happens? It's too dangerous for sheriff's employees to go to the courthouse. Is this made up? No, this is an actual memo. This is a real news story. So, neighbor Bill, no, the states are not all the same. In the Front Range of Colorado and in Montana, the courthouses are not so dangerous that the sheriff has to say, dear employees, please don't go to work at the courthouse because you'll probably get killed. That doesn't happen everywhere. That is a regional difference. Think about your reality wherever you live, probably on the Front Range, maybe a little Wyoming, maybe a little Nebraska, depending on how the the atmosphere is acting today and how the radio waves get out. Or you're listening on the internet from anywhere in the world. Is that your reality? Is that what it's like in your town? I don't think so. I think it's only in places like Seattle. Well, what do we know about Seattle? You want to talk about a place that has turned away from God? Oh, it's there. I'm not even going to tell you all the stories, but let me put it this way, you guys. If you're interested in this story, Google this story. King County Sheriff, you know, plays work from home, too dangerous. Take a look at the sheriff. You're going to say, huh. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. So we've got a largely, again, generalizing, openly, proudly godless and lawless. Do you notice how those two things go together? A city that's now so dangerous, the police can't even go to work. So that's what you have in blue areas. Do you have that where you live? I'm guessing not. Let me tell you something. Where I'm about to live and process Montana, that stuff doesn't happen. That stuff does not happen. Doesn't happen probably where you live either. Can you see how this is sort of regionally dependent? So you've got that. You've got this turning away from God. Hey, we're just going to have all these awesome social policies and bad guys won't be bad guys because the real bad guys are the police and we're going to defund the police. And my goodness, how shocking. Now we can't even go to the courthouse because it's too dangerous. What I was talking about God saying, I'm going to let this play out. Y'all think you're so all that and magnificent and you guys can handle this on your own. Okay. No more blessings for you, and let's see how it plays out. I think the no more blessings, to be very clear about this, applies throughout the country. I just think the effects of it are way worse when you've already got a lawless, godless place like Seattle. That's my point. All the lawlessness and badness is able to play out in such a dramatic way. But what are some other things going on to this lawlessness and sort of the You made your bed, now you lie in it kind of thing. It may shock you, but I don't think that. The eviction moratorium. There's the Centers for Disease Control, which is theoretically a health agency, right? How they can issue a press release and a so-called order and say that nobody can be evicted anywhere in the United States is. I'm a constitutional lawyer, and I'm kind of up on this, and I'm telling you, I can't understand. Supreme Court, by the way, agrees with me. June 29th, they issued a ruling, extremely rare ruling for the United States, where they actually said, President of the United States shall not do the following. That's really rare. And they said that President Biden shall not, by executive order or administrative action, do another moratorium on evictions, that only Congress can do it. Well, Congress didn't do it. Biden did exactly what the Supreme Court said was illegal. That lawlessness? Oh, heck yeah, it is. By the way, Biden needs to be impeached. This is an impeachable offense. That's a whole other conversation. But that's a real impeachable offense. Disregarding a direct order from the United States Supreme Court? Yeah, why don't you try that in your life and see what happens? It won't go well. So we have this eviction moratorium, direct violation of the Supreme Court. We have, here's what we have now. We have all these people that are being, get this, they're paid to stay at home. We all know about that. They're getting all these benefits to stay at home. And one of the benefits they're getting indirectly is not having to pay rent. Wouldn't that be cool? You don't have to pay rent and you get all this money for free and you sit around. And there are 10 million people, according to the estimates, that are potentially subject to evictions if there weren't a moratorium on evictions. 10 million people are facing, once the United States Supreme Court strikes down this latest thing, which is going to take them about 42 seconds to accomplish, they're basically going to see our previous order. Yeah, we were serious. You can't do this now. Cut it out. Now I know I'm putting my faith in the United States Supreme Court, which is kind of dicey and probably shouldn't, but this is super unconstitutional. That's a very, very high and lofty legal term I learned in law school. This is super unconstitutional. It is. It's the best way of conveying it. 10 million people. Here's what I'm concerned about with this eviction thing, and it relates to lawlessness and badness and lying in the bed that you made. And that is, I think that a lot of landlords who are paying mortgages and justifiably are upset that they can't get paid, you know, they're paying out money for the mortgages for these houses. They're not getting any rent. I think the government is going to swoop in and be, quote, helpful, not really helpful, and give all kinds of assistance to the landlords and basically say, well, we'll take a percentage of the interest in your house, you know what I mean? We'll loan you, you know, $50,000, but we want $50,000 worth of your house. And the government's going to get into the housing business. And or the government, and there's this gigantic corporation called BlackRock, which has 10, I think it's, I don't know how many trillions of dollars of assets. They own tens of thousands of homes in this country and rent them out. They're going to swoop in and buy up all these houses because these landlords, a lot of them are defaulting now because they can't pay their mortgage. They're going to lose the property while the renter sits there rent-free. So there's going to be all these properties that are going to be on the market, and that good old BlackRock with their venture capital funds go and swoop in. We're going to have more and more corporate ownership and people renting. How many of you have seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Of course you have. If you're an American, you've seen that movie. At Christmas time, it's on like on a cool loop on like, you know, remember Potterville? Remember kind of the alternate future where the bad guy, Mr. Potter, owned everything and everybody was like just bad and they were living in slums and Potter was getting rich? We're looking at the Potterville-ization of America. Once again, every single show I invent a new word. Today's word is the Potterville-ification of America, and that's what we're seeing with all these soon-to-be evictions, because it's got to, at some point, you have to be able to get paid for these properties, and the Supreme Court, I think, is not going to allow this to go on much longer. And so you're going to have all these people evicted. Now, they're going to be, quote, homeless for a while, maybe. And then what are we going to have? This, again, all ties into God removing his blessings and letting the badness of human beings that think they can govern themselves without, you know, being decent and looking towards moral principles, how it never, ever works. What's going to happen? All these, quote, homeless people are going to demand for government housing. They're going to demand, I think, some of them straight-up communism, just laying it out there for you, no sugarcoating of any words. They're going to be like, oh, the government needs to take care of us. Oh, we're so homeless. You know, I spent 18 months not paying my rent. I got a bunch of new tattoos and, you know, was buying drinks for everybody at the bar. But now it's serious because I got no place to live. Again, I'm generalizing. So you see, when God removes his protections because his people are saying, not his people, but the people in this country, yeah, it's okay for landlords not to get paid. We're going to allow people to live rent-free for 18 months and counting. We're going to allow the President of the United States to openly defy a Supreme Court order. Yeah, all that's cool. Well, What chickens are going to come home to roost on that one? A bunch of homeless, angry people with desperation in their eyes. They're going to be demanding more and more government. The homes, the landlords are going to lose the homes. They're going to end up with BlackRock, and they're going to end up being Pottervilles all across this country. All this misery. How did this happen? By people quitting being honest and decent and paying their bills, if they could possibly pay them. See where I'm going with this? When we come back, we got another example of badness that's happening and how it is an example of God removing his blessings from this country and the effects thereof. Stick around, everybody.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed, or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143.
Won't forget what it's like inside his cave.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Join me every Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m., for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church on the new 1360 KHNC.
Real, so listen up, y'all, because this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Lord above, I answer to no one.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Open Forum, Friday edition. Glenn Tate, you knew all that. And it's on 1360. You knew that because you're looking at your radio or your internet and you're saying, yep, 1360, that's where I'm at. We were talking about all the current events, the things going on that are examples of lawlessness in the United States by the government, well, I guess also by criminals if you're around the courthouse in Seattle, lawlessness and the majority of people, the country as a whole, huge generalization, turning their backs on God and deciding they're going to do it their way instead of the decent, moral, honest way. And what are the effects of it? And are those effects concentrated in various areas? And I think they are. I think the ill effects of this are concentrated in blue areas, and it's far less of a problem in red areas because, by and large, giant generalization, the people in the blue areas are down with the program when it comes to thumbing their nose at God and doing it their way, and the people in the red areas are far more faithful and have a moral background and are not going to jettison goodness and decency because they know badness is going to happen from it. We talked about King County, where the sheriff's department won't let the employees go to the courthouse and work because it's too dangerous at the courthouse where all the police are. And then we also talked about the eviction moratorium, how you have politicians that want to give people, quote, give people, free rent, and how that's going to tumble out of control and create a bunch of, I was going to say unforeseeable consequences, but they were foreseeable to us. They're just unforeseeable to the left. And how the more people you have that are sitting around taking the checks and not paying their rent, the bigger a problem you're going to have. And by and large, again, generalization, a bunch more people in blue areas are sitting around taking the checks from the government and not paying their rent and playing video games and eating Doritos because, by and large, they're in an area where that's just the way it is. It's like only dopes go to work. Why would you be stupid and go to work when you can play video games, eat Doritos, and Biden's going to pay for it? I mean, duh, don't be a dope, man. Come on. Get on the communism train. Join us. Well, anyway, here's some more stuff going on that I think is similar to this in examples. The southern border. It's not even a border anymore. It's a dashed line. It's a dotted line on a map or something, or maybe it's signs that say, "Welcome to the United States." Completely lawless for the president not to enforce immigration laws. You guys know all this. Having people pour into this country with COVID and then taking those people and putting them on buses and planes and interspersing them throughout the country so that the COVID can be spread out more efficiently, and then having the gall to say kids need to wear masks, we need to vaccine mandates and all this other stuff. You know all this, but I'm just citing this as an example of lawlessness where this wouldn't have happened in the past. When I say the past, I mean as recently as a few months ago when there was another president. And so what are the consequences of this? How is this going to play out? Well, a bunch of people are going to get sick. A bunch of people are going to be in this country. We have no idea about their backgrounds. And this is not just a Hispanic thing, by the way. There are people from all over the world that are pouring through that southern border, and they come from, countries with potentially really, really bad, backgrounds and stuff. And so we've got that. Here's another thing going on. Handing out these checks for people not to work, more lawlessness. I mean, I guess it's lawful in the sense that they passed a law doing it, but it's certainly not moral, paying people to sit around and do nothing. What are the effects of it? I don't know. Have you been to a restaurant lately and they have half their staff, and you ask them, people aren't even hiding it anymore. You ask them, you're like, so you guys are understaffed, why is that? No one wants to work anymore. They just come out and say it. They just blurt it out. Oh, yeah, people don't want to work anymore. I went to get a very, very routine thing done on my truck. Used to take about 45 minutes, and now they said, yeah, we'll schedule it out about 4 weeks. And I said, knowing the answer, knowing that I have a radio show and that I need to collect cool stories to tell on the radio, I said, so why is that? And the guy said, people don't want to work anymore. Anyway. So you've got that. Look at the effects of that. Now, is that happening all over the country? Yep. Is it happening in red areas? Yep. Is it more concentrated and pronounced in blue areas? I believe it is. And I believe that's not a coincidence. When you've got less basic morality, decency, all of that in certain geographic areas where it's politically acceptable to be immoral, guess what you get? A population that is, by and large, a little bit more immoral. So there you go. Another thing going on is, and this is less of a good example, but it's still a good example, inflation. Now, are people, in blue areas being bad and turning away from God and that causes inflation? No, that would be quite a stretch, and that's not as I think it's fair to say we live in a country, it generally has turned its back on God, and God has removed blessings, and God's like, oh, really? Oh, you geniuses think you can print all this money? They don't even print it anymore. As you know, they just create it on a computer. It's zeros and ones. Clickety-clack of the keyboard is how they make money nowadays. They don't even have to go through the rigmarole of a printing press, right? So anyway, people in this country, I don't know, the president, Secretary of the Treasury, Federal Reserve, all these people, and Republicans in Congress apparently are okay with this too, say, you know what we can do, because we're so smart, because some of us went to MIT and we're like super brilliant PhDs, you know what we can do is we can just create all this money out of thin air, and it's going to work out super awesome. That is thinking that you as a human being are so much smarter than the laws of economics. You know, here's the thing about the laws of economics, and this doesn't get the attention it deserves. You know, there are laws of science. There's like, you know, the law of gravity and thermodynamics and all these kind of physics things, right? Economics is just like the law of gravity. You cannot defy the laws of economics. It's science. It's nature. It's how things work. It'd be like a bunch of people at the Federal Reserve saying, we're going to create anti-gravity machines, or we're going to create time machines. We're going to do all this stuff that defies physics because we're super smart. Well, guess what? They can kind of pull it off with economics because they can do it initially, and then the effects come to haunt them, and that's inflation. The inflation we're going to see in this country, you guys, unbelievable. It's already here. Already, I have a client who is in the construction business and does bids. Bids are now viable for 5 days. They used to be open-ended. It's like, yeah, if we say it's going to cost 18 grand to do this, we'll do it for 18 grand, right? Nope, not anymore. Price of materials going through the roof, labor shortages, all kinds of stuff. All they can do is say it's 18 grand for the next 5 days, and after the fifth day, I guess we got to rebid it because something's going to not be in stock or something's going to cost twice as much to get. That's the kind of disruption we're talking about. And why? Because human beings think they're so much smarter than God's natural universe. God's natural universe is you cannot print money and then expect things to go well. If you make up money, you will have inflation. It's like the laws of physics. But the wizards at the Federal Reserve decided that they are above the laws of physics. And look what we're getting. More of that. So stick around. I got some more thoughts on this. I think you're seeing where I'm headed with my big theory on this. I hope you
agree. Hi, I'm Samson with High and Mighty Construction, a local business here in Northern Colorado. Been doing this for about 4 or 5 years. Do anything from remodels, renovations, drywall paint, interior, exterior. And the phone number is 970-584-9033. You do great quality work, have plenty of references upon request. And once again, the phone number is 970-584-9033.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
As you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I got a gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Friday edition, open forum. Glenn Tate here. I wanted to take a moment, especially following up on that song, that hilarious parody. I love that, by the way, guys. You rock there at the mothership at KHNC in the studios. Preparedness and how it applies to all of this. Everything I'm describing is kind of illuminating what the problem is and what the effects are and what the conditions are. The second half of this conversation, which we don't have time to do today, but we do every week on the Prepping 2.0 show, is how you can prepare for this. You know, when stuff's breaking down and there's no law, for example, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to go about it when there's massive inflation and food costs a lot? What are some ways to maybe get some food in advance that costs a lot less, maybe grow some food and those sorts of things? So preparedness is the solution. What I'm describing here is the problem. So I'm focusing on the problem, not the solutions, but another show focused. I should note that if you want to hear more episodes of Prepping 2.0 than just the ones that are on KHNC, all the archives, all 144 episodes and counting, yes, this has been a labor of love with my wife, Shelby. They're available at prepping2-0.com. That's prepping2-0.com. Candidly, I'm a little biased, but I highly recommend it. We have a lot of good, solid, practical preparation advice. It's not all just sort of politics and trends. But I wanted to, again, sort of flesh out more of this idea that the bad effects of lawlessness and turning away from God and God removing his protection largely centered in blue areas by describing how I think, and this is my theory, could be totally wrong. I'm not a theologian. This is not a religion. It seems to me the way God works is that he can do what he wants to have done through willing people who are on the same page with him, basically. And the crazy thing, and this is the hard part, this is the big theological thing, that we all know God has a power to just snap his fingers and make, you know, I don't know, wine flow out of spigots from the earth. I mean, he could do anything he wants, right? He could make life paradise if he chose to, but he doesn't work that way. He works through people. Now, and sometimes he provides a lot of influence and miracles and all that. Other times he's very subtle. It's his call. He's God. It's his universe. He gets to do it the way he wants to do. But my point is that in my life experience, and that's all I can really bring to the table here, I've seen personally, with it's in my own life, how God uses people. And normally, using people is such a terrible thing. When God does it, it's not terrible. It's actually a magnificent, wonderful thing. Been used by God. The 299 Days book series that I wrote, God used me to get a message out that he wanted to get out, and I'm so thankful that I was the monkey at the keyboard, clanging on the keyboard, and God was doing the text, and wanted, at least I hope. Anyway, God uses good, decent people to do good, decent. And when he needs to show us how wrong we are, he uses bad people. He lets them go and be bad, you know, and rape people in the courthouse in Seattle, Washington, because it's so dangerous, for example. I mean, it's a terrible thing, but he lets terrible things happen. And so that's why I think this blue state, red state thing is a viable theory that I've come up with, that by and large, the lawlessness and the badness and the turning away from God is more of a problem in blue areas than it is in red areas. So that's my theory. Now, what can you do about this? You can move. You're in a blue area, and the Front Range, from what I can tell, is pretty doggone red. I mean, you're in a blue state. I get that, but it ain't Seattle. Okay, the Front Range ain't Seattle, thank goodness. And so to the extent you can, if you can be in red areas, that's, I think, the best solution. I get this question all the time. What are we going to do, you know, especially in Washington State, people in Washington State, what are we going to do about Washington? How are we going to save Washington? You're not. Go ahead and move. Get out of there. The government, the blue governments, have control over their territory. They don't have control over the red areas. Now, the federal government exercises some control, but that's a different thing, and that's a different animal. And you would be surprised how much better life is in red areas. For example, I'm not having to deal with this courthouse nonsense. Mask mandates, not at all. It's funny, a friend of mine in Kalispell, Montana, he said that Costco was mandating that employees wear masks in the Kalispell, Montana Costco. Now, this is not a government thing. This is Costco corporate policy, wear masks. He told me half the people didn't show up the next day. That's how it's handled. That's how it's handled in Montana. So you can see that you can be in a better place because, you know, the red areas, they are, it's territorial. It's geographic. You have to think of it in terms of maps. And the blue areas, they have control over you. You can't. What are you going to do? What are you going to sue everybody in Washington State? Or are you going to say, I'm not going to comply, and they throw you in jail? I mean, it's just impractical. What are you going to do? Quit paying your taxes in Washington State? All of that's impractical. You can't do it as one person. You can be away from their clutches. You can be away from the power that they wield. You can be just physically away from it. For example, let's say Canada imposes some really draconian, harsh law. Okay, I don't live in Canada. It doesn't affect me. I don't care. I mean, knock yourself out, Canada. You know, pass a law that you got to wear a funny hat. It doesn't affect me. I'm not wearing a funny hat. Why? Because I don't live in Canada. You can see, geography matters, you guys. Geography matters. Think about that when you're thinking about this problem.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit allamericangold.com.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group, 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
is a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Welcome everybody to the final segment of the Friday edition of the Open Forum on KHNC 13 AM. As the music, Bobby Farron, Don't Worry, Be Happy, indicates, this is a positive segment. We always end on a positive segment. You know why? Because we can. Because I've been talking a lot about problems, and there's just as much good news. And I want to give you an example of some good news. So take all these examples I've been telling you about and all this badness. Here's what's good about it. Again, I have to conclude this is kind of how God works. My understanding of it, which is I'm sure imperfect, and I don't claim to have the actual answer, because God's smarter than I am. I can't even understand how he could possibly do the things. So it seems to me that as the divide grows, as blue states get worse and the red states get better, especially compared to the blue states, as there's dividing this exaggeration of the two poles, right, the polar opposites, goodness and badness, red and blue, as this happens, regular people, not necessarily religious people, but I'm talking like regular normal people who probably aren't, you know, don't think about how God works, you know, and all. They're going to start seeing with their own eyes the very practical, undeniable reality. Stuff works better in red states, and stuff is really messed up in blue states. Like, I don't know, this story about the Seattle sheriff who tells her people not to go to work because it's too dangerous at the courthouse. That kind of stuff is undeniable. And as people, they don't even have to be religious. As they sit there and they think, they go, yeah, this is just not working in this blue thing. And I have this cousin in, you know, Wyoming, and they said stuff's going pretty well there and that people are really decent. My point is that all these bad things that are going on also serve at the same time practical, non-religious examples people can see, and they're going to start making decisions based on what's best for them and their families. Here's the thing, you don't have to be 100% on the same page as me for me to say welcome to our side. You know, if you want to move to a red state and be a good productive person, you don't have to believe everything I believe. You just have to be a good person. You know, bad people not allowed, good people encouraged. That's what I'm talking about. So all these things going on are making the red states a beacon. It's worked with me, by the way. Do you think it's easy picking up and moving? I had to sell two houses. I had to buy a house. I had to get a rental house. I had to close down a couple businesses. I had to start up a couple businesses, including a law firm. I needed to go through the rather extensive steps of getting a Montana law license. You think they just hand those things out? Oh, no. I did a ton of work. It's cost a ton of money. It's been extremely stressful. And during all of this, I happen to be going through chemotherapy, which is a real party, by the way. Do you think moving to a red state's easy? I'll be the first to tell you it's not. But it's going to get so bad in blue areas. People are going to say, we got no choice. We got to go be with the good people. And the good people are going to welcome other good people. And you're going to have more goodness in red areas and more badness in blue areas. That could be God's plan. Who knows? He's smarter than I am. So anyway, those are some thoughts for you to go into the weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy life. Enjoy magnificent life. This is still the best country on the face of the planet. So this is Glenn Tate, and I'm going to be riding on, and I'm going to talk to you next week. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. Don't you miss a little mud talking? Can't you hear them dirt roads calling? Telling you to come right on. Missing me a dirt road and a beer between my knees. Staring at my rear view, rolling through the pine trees. Deer tracks in the dirt, good looking game trails. Heaven gonna feel like this when we get there.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217. 0217.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Mudslides that have shut down Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon didn't just leave a bunch of debris on the highway. There was so much debris that it has physically altered the flow of the Colorado River. The river is now flowing directly against the eastbound retaining wall and over a former bike path. While CDOT works on a temporary solution long term, motorists are going to have to be patient. Preliminary hearings are set to begin soon for Barry Morphew, who's accused of murdering his wife Suzanne, who's been missing since Mother's Day of 2020. Almost a year to the day following her disappearance and with no body ever found, Barry Morphew was arrested and charged with first-degree murder after deliberation, tampering with physical evidence, and an attempt to influence a public servant. His preliminary hearings will take place over 4 days on August 9th, 10th, 23rd, and 24th. A new report lays out a worst-case scenario that could occur if a lot more people don't get vaccinated against COVID-19.
The document says hospitalizations for coronavirus this fall could approach peak rates seen in December of last year if new inoculations remain low and people don't return to wearing masks.
People are getting sick who really don't need to get sick.
Dr. Jeffrey Sammet, Dean of the Colorado School of Public Health.
And this week we've seen an acceleration of the number of cases and the number of people in hospitals.
His latest report shows what could happen if 80% of eligible Coloradoans got at least their first shot of any of the COVID vaccines by Labor Day and potential consequences if the state doesn't meet that goal.
Literally thousands of avoidable hospitalizations, and of course that means avoidable deaths.
Dr. Sammet says he's encouraged a little, though, by more major employers starting to require the shots and some bringing mask wearing back. I'm Jim Williams.
Yesterday, Moderna announced that booster shots may be available. Some other countries like Germany and France are already making plans to administer booster shots. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing. Because at American Financing, they're in it for you, creating custom loans designed around your goals. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered. No pressure and no upfront or hidden fees. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
You protect yourself, your family, and the environment when you safely dispose of your unused or expired medications. The Colorado Household Medication Take-Back Program is available to residents and visitors for the safe disposal of medications. For the list of pharmacies or police departments providing a drop box for safe disposal of your medications, visit TakeMedSeriously.org. This message is sponsored by the Colorado Department Public Health and Environment's Medication Take-Back Program. TakeMedSeriously.org.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because of the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea is going to cure my dad. But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had too much to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get our machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly, and it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water, cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration, put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know, it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tahibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking the tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpus corpuscles and the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tejibo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin, and in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is, you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoon, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the tea, the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain, kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take two a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection. But you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor. Doctor gives them antibiotics. They drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back. They go back to the doctor to get some more antibiotics, and in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing, regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic, you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals, everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the doc to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really liked the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew that dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a Chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her Chihuahua, and her Chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a Chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my Chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about Chihuahuas. We have a Siberian Husky. So I said, you know, did Chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the Chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I says, well, no, I don't know anything about Chihuahuas. She says, well, she says, you've never seen me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Thank you.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? He said, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years. And he was receiving a radio frequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did, and he called back about 3 weeks later, and he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy, because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tahibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information on our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tahibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B.com. So the complete website is www.tahiboteaclub.com. And you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own products from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo Tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection
hypertension, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, you know, he says, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere, and you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, you know, he says, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says, well, he says, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer and my PSA level was 1,200. So now I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas, so I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada calls up,
And he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer, and now 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, you know, has a much more likelihood that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea, once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed, And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And 2-2.5 months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, "Oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy." So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best. But unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, the informational booklets that you include with every order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course, she says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. 88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Dahibo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Paudarco bark to make Dahibo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor, sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Dahibo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Paudi Arco Dahibo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Dahibo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dahibo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Dahibo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Dahibo Tea Club radio show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Dahibo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Dahibo Tea. The Dahibo Tea Club radio show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
Hi, this is Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group. I'm sure you're probably aware of the reputations of many of the precious metals dealers here in the Front Range. I talk to customers all the time that know gold and silver are strong investments, that they are a hedge against a volatile economy. But these customers don't know where to buy gold and silver and are very justifiably concerned that they'll get ripped off. So I want to make you this promise. At Patriot Trading Group, there are no commission salespeople. We don't make outbound phone calls. We don't try to upsell you into some scam or package that we created. We don't disclose your information to anyone ever. The majority of our business comes from referrals and long-time repeat customers. If you're looking to learn about or invest in precious metals, give us a call at 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. That's 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. The Patriot Trading Group. No salespeople, no calls, just old-fashioned service.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
English are too many.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men,
free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC.
Where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
You're listening to the roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 a.m., Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. It's Friday, August 6th. The year is 2021. And across the planet, permanent martial law is being established. The chains are going on. Lockdown 2 is being incrementally activated in the United States and in many areas of the world, was never removed. And I've said this many times, each new broadcast we engage in is going to be more important and more extreme than the last, because those are the times we live in. But this information now in front of us is 100% documented, completely clear, and is very paradoxical. Very paradoxical, because it is actually the National Health Services that are reporting the data, and then it's completely being ignored by the media, and they continue to move forward with it. And what am I talking about? It's just dumbfounding. It'd be like if they were on national TV saying 2 plus 2 equals 7, and then tomorrow it equals 10, the next day it equals 1. You're like, no, it equals 4. And we knew this months ago. And we got data here, data there, but now it's confirmed. Remember Israel 3 weeks ago said, we're getting new breakthrough cases in people that are vaccinated? Then they said, yeah, the majority of people that are really sick have had the inoculation. And then other